from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Evening Edition.
Well, thanks for joining us on CBS News Bay Area. I'm Brian Hackney.
And I'm Andrea Nakano. We start with evacuations in Sonoma County, but we have some breaking news coming out of the South Bay.
A live look from our camera in downtown San Jose. In fact, this fire broke out at about 3:30. It is in Watson Park. Fire officials say that forward progress has stopped. And this is what the smoke looked like around 4:30, again in Watson Park, which is near Highway 101 north of downtown. There's no word on what caused the fire.
Now to our other top story. Mandatory evacuations were ordered for parts of northern Sonoma County. CAL FIRE says the Point Fire has grown to 150 acres and is just 15% contained. You can see these flames right near Lake Sonoma. The trailhead there burning the dry vegetation. Lots of crews are working on it from the ground, and CAL FIRE is dumping fire retardant from above. And this fire began at Lake Sonoma and spread south. Crews were on scene by about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The planes are going back and forth, reloading at the air attack base in Santa Rosa. The evacuations are in place for a roughly 30-square-mile area directly southeast of Lake Sonoma, bordered on the north and east by Dry Creek Road. On the south side by Mill Creek Road, which is adjacent to Healdsburg, and on the west by Skaggs Springs and Wallace Creek Road. The evacuations are for residents and businesses in the area. CAL FIRE released this map of the fire lines. They used aircraft sensors to map it out. Our reporter Kevin Coe is at the fire and will have more coming up at 11 o'clock on KPIX.
Now to the post-fire that's spreading in Southern California, which is ripped through the grapevine. CAL FIRE says it's grown to more than 12,000 acres down in the Southland. It's only 2% contained. CAL FIRE says their planes and helicopters are having trouble with visibility. One family was hoping to spend Father's Day camping in that area, but they were forced to evacuate.
The wind direction changed. It could very well be right here. So.
Yeah, in an instant. Yeah, and definitely when we were on our way down, we're like, yeah, we made the right call because it was just getting worse and worse. So we're glad we made that call. Well, the sheriff made it for us. But.
CAL FIRE says 1,200 people had to be evacuated from Hungry Valley Park.
In Sacramento County, a fast-moving wildfire is burning close to homes. This is in the town of Mather, about 18 miles east of Sacramento. CAL FIRE says close to 900 acres have burned so far. There are evacuations in place and no reports of any injuries.
We saw the ambulance coming here, and then we saw this big fire. And then we tried to fight around the house, but they told us we gotta go.
He says he doesn't know if his home is still standing. Now let's bring in Darren Peck at the virtual studio with the latest on these conditions and what's creating these fires. Danger conditions.
No surprise, Andrea. It is the wind. And we knew about this. We were talking about how there were red flag warnings that had already been posted for today. We're in one right now. Because of the strong northwest winds that were going to be coming in off the coast, and you can see the streamlines on here are moving fairly rapidly. There's a lot of red shades up here off the coast. And that shows you where we've had 50 mile an hour gusts. Well, those winds that are going 50 miles an hour out here, and they are getting a big assist right now from the big pattern over the atmosphere throughout the west. It's stronger than normal for right now. And that's allowing these winds to really rush into the gaps here along the coast. And that fire, the Point Fire up here that we were looking at in Sonoma County, we can actually see that one now. If we come in for a close-up look on the satellite imagery, you can see the smoke. There's some high clouds on here, and you can kind of orient San Francisco, North Bay. Watch right up there. Do you see it? I'll put Santa Rosa on there. Because Santa Rosa, that smoke is now flowing in a direction so that the smoke is now moving right over Santa Rosa. And we've been able to detect some of the air quality sensors up there showing signs of air quality going downhill. Watch what happens when we look at all of the air quality sensors up there. Deep shades of red showing up, and here's what it looks like in Santa Rosa. So limit your time outdoors. We will certainly keep you updated on the front lines of the fire. CAL FIRE's on it. We'll report on the details as they come to us. But for the overwhelming majority of us, this is probably the bigger issue because there is a lot of smoke that is filtering into these communities in the North Bay, and we are at unhealthy to even in some cases very unhealthy levels, so far being read by many of the low-cost purple air sensors through Santa Rosa and Healdsburg. See what the rest of the forecast coming up in a bit, guys. Back to you.
All righty. Thanks, Darren. A developing story out of Fremont. An officer-involved shooting leaving one man in the hospital. Happened about 9 o'clock this morning. Fremont police say it all began with a carjacking in the Walmart parking lot. And when they caught up with the suspect, he was on foot. Police say that he had a knife, but they didn't say what led up to that shooting. Happened on an overpass on Auto Mall Parkway west of the Walmart on Osgood Road. It's not clear why the suspect was walking and not in the stolen car. Police say they are still investigating.
Once the investigators review the in-car camera, the body-worn camera, they speak to the officers that were involved, a more clear picture will show itself.
The man in the hospital is in stable condition.
Firefighters have contained a fire in downtown San Francisco. This one broke out at the Stern School around 10 o'clock in the morning and spread to three buildings before the fire department got it under control. The fire department says there are no injuries and the cause was accidental. This is on Kearney Street, a block from the Transamerica building.
USGS reports there was a magnitude 3.0 earthquake in Santa Clara County last night at 11:30. People reported feeling weak to moderate shaking throughout San Jose and Morgan Hill, and it was felt as far north as Berkeley. An update now on the Point Fire burning in Sonoma County, which is now 200 acres. CAL FIRE says the winds are picking up. There is a shelter now that is open at Laguna High School in Forestville. CAL FIRE says that they are in structure defense mode right now.
The evacuations are in place for roughly 30 square mile area directly southeast of Lake Sonoma, bordered on the north and east by Dry Creek Road, on the south by Mill Creek Road, which is adjacent to Healdsburg, and on the west by Skag Springs and Wallace Creek Road. The evacuations are for residents and businesses in the area. Well, that does it for us here on this newscast. We will see you back on 11 o'clock on KPIX.
And local news continues streaming on CBS News Bay Area. We'll see you on the broadcast side at 11.